extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to hear, you know, some of these points then in terms of, if these are the 5 points, you know, how does one kind of rapidly, you know, go about developing each of these, the self-confidence, the enthusiasm,
the word rapid is a tough word.
All right.
Because things don't happen like a Domino's pizza delivery. You don't get great at success in a day. You become successful day by day. And so the person who's, you know, people go, Jeffrey, how'd you do that? I said, well, I worked my ass off for 20 years, and then all of a sudden I became an overnight success.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't see the work your ass off part. They only see the success part. Or I'll say, well, I've got 112,000 Twitter followers, and they say, well, that's easy for you to do. No, I said, no, it's not easy for me to do. I started with one,
mm-hmm.
like everybody else. I have 28,000 LinkedIn connections, 28,000 LinkedIn connections that I started with one in 2008. So I'm relatively late to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I fought it for a while and then realized that I could develop a community and help even more people by recording things for YouTube, by going on LinkedIn. And in the book, literally, Hill predicts Walmart and Amazon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at this book as not just it's a harbinger, it's a predictor, and it is a reality conveyor. Like, you have to pay attention to this, and I don't want you to read the book. I want you to read the full-page quotes, then I want you to read the book, then I want you to study the book. So by the third time, you'll have beat the pages down with dog ears and yellow highlighters and whatever. In fact, I recommend people to buy two copies, one that they can highlight and tear apart and put up on your wall, and the other that you can have on your shelf in case you need real reference.
Mm-hmm.
That's how significant this book is, and I'm going to tell you that people at Amazon are a lot of things, but stupid's not one of them. And so they're recognizing that this is the next cat's meow, and they're banking on it.
Yeah. Well, so we'll sort of strike the word rapidly, I guess, from the prior question. So then what are some of the optimal, you know, practices, activities, behaviors day by day to build up the self-confidence, the enthusiasm, the concentration?
Well, if I tell you success is up to you, and then I tell you you have to believe in yourself, and then I tell you that you have to develop self-confidence, those are qualities that happen on a day-by-day basis, especially in sales, when you make sales.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always develop that quality if you're in some kind of a managerial position because it's very difficult to measure. Sales, you can measure in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What'd you do today? $100. What'd you do today? $1,000. What'd you do today? $50,000. It's measurable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's further measurable by how many referrals did you get and how many reorders did you get. So I'm pretty confident that as a salesperson, I can measure my own success. And when Hill says success is up to you, then you as a person, regardless of what kind of job you're in, you have to determine, write down what it's going to take for you to succeed. Because it may be that you just want to be the best teacher of all time. Okay, great. Can you win the best teacher award this year? That's some indicator that you're on the right path. Because if somebody else wins it, you can't go saying, well, it was political. They did it because of, you know, that sour grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're the best or you're second best. And second best doesn't win the prize. There's mm-hmm. no participation medal in sales.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I'm looking at it as it has to be a daily thing. What are you doing every day to be enthusiastic on a regular basis, to be self-confident on a regular basis, and you practice. You know, if you want to practice being a great communicator, just join Toastmasters.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard to do. So take lessons in what it is that you're trying to achieve, but do it consistently. You can't
right.
do it.
And what would be the analogous or equivalent lessons or activities or practices when it comes to the, you know, the enthusiasm and the concentration, for instance?
Well, when you wake up in the morning, you have a choice. You can have a crappy day, a good day, or a great day. It is a clear choice. I'm going to have a great day. You tell yourself that in the morning, and then everything you do has some kind of positive response to it. Or you all go right. into your office. If you hate your job, today's the last day. Today's the day you got to quit. What are you miserable for? Well, my boss doesn't. If you have a bad boss, go get another boss. The best part about America is you're free to choose. So I'm free to choose my attitude. I'm going to read something on attitude every morning to get me going, or I'm going to watch something on attitude every morning to get me going. I'm going to write something about how I feel. I might tweet something. I might, you know, there's all kinds of things that I'll do. I'm going to prepare, like I had to prepare yesterday for my seminar in Chicago, and that's going to cause me to think and create. And if I think in the positive, then the answers will be in the positive, the words will be in the positive, and I will create my own outcomes. I'm here to create an outcome for me. And it's a selfish thing, but if I want to be the best dad on the planet, the first thing I have to do is be the best person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And otherwise, I'm going to have a quote, an attitude about it.
Well, and I'm curious, are there particular resources that you go to time and time again to have spark the positive attitude? You said you could watch something or read something or look at something.
I don't have a consistent resource. I'll read something 100 years old. I'll write down what I'm thinking about. You know, I have a book called The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. There's 220 pages on attitude that took me 60 years to figure out. So I've created a book that sold, you know, 400,000 copies in America, millions of copies around the world. And I'm happy with that. But if I want more information, then I'll go back and read Samuel Smiles, a paragraph or two or a page or two on character or self-help, or I'll read something by Orison Swett Marden, a page or two from Every Man's a King, or I'll read something by Dale Carnegie on how to win friends and influence people. I go to my library and I can pick out anything. I don't go to the library. I have a library. Mm-hmm. Books are not just for reading. They're also for reference.
Yeah.
So I have a massive library that I call on, and I'll maybe only read 5 pages, but it's enough. And if you've been doing it for 25 years and you read 5 pages a day, you've read a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Adding up.
That's why I said day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And I achieved my positive attitude in 1972 by listening to Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret, watching a movie called Challenge to America by Glenn Turner, and reading one chapter per day of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich for 1 year. And there's only 15 chapters in the book.
Yeah. Mathematically, yes, over 20 times then.
Bingo. Well, I took the weekends off.
Cool. Well, so I'd love to get your take then. Napoleon Hill is very, very popular. A lot of people have, you know, cited and referenced him and credited him for success and results.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any, I don't know, misconceptions or misapplications or dangers in terms of folks that, you know, they're doing it wrong when it comes to engaging Napoleon Hill's wisdom?
Let me share this with you in a way that I think you'll understand. Gustav Eiffel was the architect and the builder of the Eiffel Tower. And I think it was completed like in 1904. 300 of France's most prominent citizens signed a petition to have that ugly worthless edifice torn down the day after the exposition closed. Guy de Maupassant ate lunch in the Eiffel Tower every day for the rest of his life because it was the only place in the city that he couldn't see the Eiffel Tower from. There were massive articles written to criticize the construction of the Eiffel Tower. And in 1600, some Finland guy said, no statue was ever erected to a critic. But the people they criticized, many statues have gone up. So I go to the Eiffel Tower annually, pretty much. I check out the statue of Gustav Eiffel. And you know, all those critics, I don't see their statue anywhere. So Napoleon Hill is the icon. And people can say, well, you can't do this or you didn't do that. You know what? That's their life. Those are people that grumble about the weather and all the other things, and they reach some level of mediocrity and they're done. But ask almost any person who has achieved great success and wealth, are there three or four books that you read that started everything? And they may not name Think and Grow Rich at the first book, but it'll be on their list of books. Every single one of them. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.